Simin Shin Yutef, Siv Gimel, through Siv Zayin, Bezer Hashem. I'll say it now, and I'll hopefully say it at the end, also for those who haven't made it now. We have a week and a half left of the Zman, and we have about 10 Sivim left of the Simin. So as long as we don't slow down, we should be able to finish. But we have to be able to, we still have what to do. Certainly the first half of the Simin is longer, takes longer than the second half of the Simin. Longer halachas and the etzim, that's for sure it's longer. But we should be able to finish without a problem, just don't slow down. We're really at the end of Siv Gimel, finishing up Siv Gimel. The Mishnah Berurah brings down halacha l'maisa. Kosvo achreinim duha din v'chol davar k'shem shnei minim g'yikinim v'bogodim shayach breiro. Just like by two foods in shayach breiro, echem zeh pselet, so too says Mishnah Berurah. They bring down from the achreinim that even by kelim, it is shayach breiro. Kelim and begadim is shayach breiro. Now the makor for this halacha that the chayim bring down is a taz. We haven't seen the taz yet. Another reason we have to start moving. That we have to see the taz at the end of the simin brings down. He says lechur the mashmois is. If you look at all the places in the Shulchan Aruch for sure, and even in a lot of the rishonim it's mashma. Certainly in the Gemara, Shmi Mini Eichlin. All every time that breiro is mentioned, it's mentioned in conjunction with food items. Not mentioned in conjunction with non-food items. Merely says the chur, the mashmois is that it dafka applies to food. Says the taz. However, I know that that's not the case because Rashi says lahedi on the fine ham base that somebody that's trying to make a chovis, somebody that's trying to make a barrel, and the way to do it is make it out of clay. Clay is made out of dirt mixed together with water, and if he has inside of the clay little pebbles and he wants to remove them, that there shouldn't be bumps inside of his clay. He says it's over and it says araisa chayim mishum berer. So we see that even by non-food items, it's also shaykh to have malechas ber. Now the question is, what does that mean by non-food items? Non-food items means also kelim and begadim, or non-food items means, like similar to the case of samamanim. It's hard to say that it's only by, like the Prima Begadim points out, it's hard to say that it's only by food items, if in the Mishkan, malechas ber was not by a food item. Samamanim was a non-food item. Herbs that were used for tzvias for dye. Here there were non-food items, nevertheless it's shaykh to have ber. Certainly it's shaykh by non-food items. However, the question is, does it apply to kelim also? There are medayiks in the taz that also applies to kelim. Says the Or Sameach, tov bazeh. The achreinim tov bazeh, they thought that the taz said that it applies by kelim. The taz did not mean that. The taz only meant that it applies by non-food items, but it does not apply to kelim. Why is that, says the Or Sameach? The only time that a shayach breiro is when you have a big mixture of something and you use the mixture, the pile together. For example, you have a bowl of chitim and you have stirs inside. You have a bowl of rice that you want to eat the rice and you have a little seeds inside that are bothering you and you want to take them out. When you want to use the entire taravis and you have something inside of that taravis which is being mafriya you from using that taravis, that is an iser of ber. However, where the mixture, the pile that you have, you don't use the pile together. For example, you have a pile of cutlery together, forks, spoons, knives, all piled up together. And you want to use, no one uses the entire pile together. You can only use one piece of the cutlery by itself, each one by itself. You have spoon, you have plates and cups and bowls all mixed together. You only use each one by itself. Therefore, there's no Dover bolo kolashin or saman. You have no mixture together that you have psalis inside which is being mafriyat. Nothing's being mafriyat. There are things on top of it that are preventing you from getting to it, but there's nothing that's ruining it. When you have a bowl of rice and you have pebbles inside the rice, says our saman, then you can't eat your rice. You can't use the rice how you're supposed to use the rice as a mixture together. You have to pull out the rice, you pull out the rocks, and then you've been misnacking your rice. However, we have bowls and spoons and forks together. Then nothing is broken, nothing is, you have things that are on top that are not letting you access the bowl which is underneath, but you have nothing that's mu'uriv in the bowl that doesn't allow you to use it by itself. Memela, that's not considered brera. Brera is when you have something which is mekulkul because there's something mixed inside, and you're mesakin the kilkul ayidei, pulling out the pseudus. A pile of things where each one is used individually is not mekulkul. Therefore, there's no tikkun by taking things off. Memela says the Or Sameach, Zichr does not apply, Berer does not apply to Kelim, to Begadim, Ukedeme. It applies to non-food items, but only when you want to use the entire thing together. For example, you dirt, you want to use the clay together, and you can't use all the clay when you have pebbles inside. You're not going to pull the pebbles out. But where each clay is meant to be used by itself, says Ar Sameach, in such a case, you're not going to have, it's not a kilkul, the fact that there's other kelim that are on top of it, and therefore it's not a tikkun when you're rectifying the situation by taking the things off of it. La'alach la'maisa, the Mishnah Berurah does not pass in that way. And he says, Kasvo acharinim, and he says him, Duhadim b'choldavar k'shim shnei minim k'rin kelim u'begadim shayach b'riru. Zichur v'paskin v'choshish, that even my kelim u'begadim shayach b'riru. Nevertheless, l'chur it's clear in the Bir Halacha, which we'll get to in a second, that the Bir Halacha was also being reckoning with the Svar of the Ar Sameach to be Mekel when it used it as a tiruf. In it of itself, like the Ar Sameach, he did not want to be Seymech on it. L'maisa l'acharinim ne'mon, he didn't ne'mon like the lamnus of the Ar Sameach. And they said, no, that's how it's meant, any all kelim. And they weren't in Mechalik. And therefore, the Maisa Mishnah Berurah is machmer by kelim of Begadim u'Kedemim. Nevertheless, therefore it's shayach to have skilus ak. However, nevertheless, in a case where you have other tzirufim lekula, zichur seems like the Bir Halacha is being makel to be same on the Sfarim. What is that case? That's this long Bir Halacha over here. Wants us to know that the only time that we have a problem of Brira is not for when you have a mixture, but if you have a pile, and you're looking for, you have a stack of clothing, you have a stack of coats, and you want to, your coat is somewhere in the pile. Let's talk about a case where you know where the coat is. It's either on the bottom, in the middle, not clear exactly from the Mishnah Berurah. If it's dafka on the bottom, the Mashmoy's the Mishnah Berurah a little bit is that it's dafka the bottom one. Does it have to be dafka the bottom one? L'churim is far, it shouldn't have to be dafka the bottom one. And the Bir Halacha does not seem that it has to be the bottom one. When you have a stack of clothing, or a stack of kelim for that matter, l'chur, then says the Mishnah Berurah, there's no problem to pull off the top ones to get to the bottom one. That is not a problem of Berurah. Siluk, removing the objects that are obstructing your ability to get to the kli that you want, or the beggar that you want, that is not a mitzvah of Berurah, that's a mitzvah of Siluk. Why is that mutter, says the Mishnah Berurah? Three reasons why it's mutter. First of all, the pashtus is that it's not a taravis. Taravis is when you have things that are mixed together. When you have a stack of things, one on top of the next, that's not a ma'isa of Berurah b'klal. That's not a Taravis b'klal. And therefore, it's not a Taravis, it's not shayach to Melechus Berurah. That's always the first. What is a Taravis b'chulu b'chulu? But that's only after it is a Taravis. If it's not a Taravis in the first place, then Berurah doesn't start. But Melech Tanya's Mishnah Berurah, the Pashtus is, it doesn't come to the whole shayla of Berurah because it's not a Taravis. Now, afilu right to Lidchoik, afilu im Nidchoik, he says. Not like the Pashtus. The ma'isa, all the minim are not by itself in different piles. I know all the different coats and all the different cups or plates. Therefore, we're going to consider it a taravis. Nevertheless, as Mishnah Berurah, it's not a malacha. It's not a malacha tzrich l'guvus. Zichur not going to be a daraisa. Why? Because the whole malacha berry is being misakin that which you have, that which was mekuku. You have a bowl of rice which has the pebbles inside. By taking out the pebbles, you're misakin the bowl of rice. Over here, in this case, where you have a pile of coats, you haven't been misakin anything. You haven't been misakin your coat. It was never mekuku, and therefore taking it off is not a problem. The third thing that he says, another tzirut to be master is because we have a Trumas Hadeshim. Trumas Hadeshim says, when everything is nikar bifnei atzmai, the svar is, that's not a taravis, it's not a problem, it's not a problem, not a svar. Even though he didn't want to be mekel, that's not because it was a deraisa, but if it's a derabanan, then chanayim will be mekel, and since over here it's malachashin yitzir l'gufa. Why is it malachashin yitzir l'gufa? Because you haven't been misakin anything. There was nothing that was makokal, and therefore you haven't been misakin anything. Therefore we're going to be mekel. Now this second svar, that it's a malachashin yitzir l'gufa because you haven't been misakin anything. What do you mean you haven't been misakin anything? You had a taravis of coats together. You're considering it a taravis. So you have a taravis together, and you couldn't get your coat, and now you could get your coat. Why isn't that been misakin anything? L'chur, the pasha, the svara is, like the Ar Sameach says, that that's not considered makokel. The fact that you have things on top of your coat that are not allowing you to get to your coat, that does not make it that it's makokel. Makokel is when you can't use the thing as it is. The thing in itself is makokel. And you take out the stylus, you're rectifying that thing. Here's not makokel, it's just there's something on top of it. If the door is closed and I don't have a key to open up the door, so it's makokel because I can't get to it, it's not makokel. The rice is makokel because there's no way to eat it unless you take out the stylus. Once you take out the stylus, you've been misakin it. The similar lashon is in the Chazanish. He says, V'ein Bayr at the beginning of Nun Gimel. Nun Gimel and Dalet is the simon that he talks about Bayr. At the beginning of Nun Gimel, he says, V'ein Bayr el bedover hama'uriv. You've changed its metzias. Mischadsha tzurasa, the whole tzura has become borer v'nachi. When you have a coat, we have something on top of it, you haven't changed anything inside the coat. That's the svara of the Ar Sameach, and even though the Maisa, the Mishnah Berurah, is not makel with the svara by itself to say that it's not shayach by kelim, however, he does use it as a kula l'chara, when you mitzaref together with these other kulas, to say that when you have a pile of quotes together, it's not a problem to take off the top and get to your code. Now, what was the Mishnah Berurah talking about? Was he talking about a case where you know where your code is, or where you don't know where your code is? Or, and even if you, there's another, the third possibility, you don't even know if your code's there. Your four piles, you went to your Rebbe's house, you went to Rav Asher's house on Shabbos, Friday night, and you, all the quotes went onto the bed, there's 70 guys piled into this house, 10 different piles, and you have no idea where your code is. You don't remember which one you put in. So, two questions. First of all, in such a case is a mutter, and even if you do remember where your pile is, let's say you don't know where it is in the pile, is that mutter also? So, l'chur, the diuk in the Lashon of the Mishnah Berurah is, when he says this case, he says, ve'efshir, dimtluim kama begodim ala kresil, mechapis acher begodim, shoreitza achshav l'lashon. He says, if you're Mechapis Acharov. Now, Mechapis Acharov, Lav Dafka has to mean that you don't know where it is. Mechapis Acharov means you have to get it because you have to be Mesalik the other things off of it. The other things that are on top of it. But for those that want to be Medaik, that Zichron and Mishabur is talking about the case where it's Dafka, the case is where it's the bottom one. But if it wouldn't be the bottom one, then the Mishabur, that means the Mishabur is talking about the case where you know where it is. So, Zichron del Chapis is not going to be a diktuk. Yesh line whether or not Lechapis is or not. The Shvisa of the Shabbos, when he brings down this Mishnah Berurah, he brings down this Bir Halacha, and he says you're allowed to be Mechapis, he says you're allowed to take off the coats from the top of the pile. However, that's Zichur only in a case where you know where your coat is. If you do not know where your coat is, then it's Asr. The Ayal Meshulash, on the other hand, says not that way. The Ayal Meshulash says no. Even in a case where you don't know where it is, it's Meduik and Mishnah Berurah, Lechapis Acharov, then it's not a problem. Now, in a case where, we'll get to the halacha ma'is, what you should do with her in a second, in a case where you don't even know where, if your bag is inside, then that case, there's also a little bit worse, because it's not just the sealant, you're looking for the bag. That's for sure, that's even worse than the case of the Shvi'at Shabbos is machmir. Now, just to be Italian, that the only time that you're going to have a case of burr is after when you're taking off the begadim and you're putting them into a different pile. But anything that you leave inside of a pile, lechur, is not a problem. For example, you know that you have, right before Shabbos, you took all the laundry from the dryer with clean laundry, you don't have time to fold it, you stuck it into a laundry basket. So now you have a laundry basket full of clean laundry. And you're looking for something in the bottom of the laundry basket, looking for a sock. You lose sock. And you want it. Either you know that the sock is there, you don't know the sock is there. As long as you're rummaging through and you're not separating anything, and you're just looking for the sock and everything's inside of the tarevah still, then there's no ma'aseh brera there, b'chlal. You haven't, moving to the side of a tarevah, something inside of a tarevah where it still remains all mixed up, is not considered a ma'aseh brera b'chlal. We'll really get to it later on. Shulchan Aruch Rav talks about it when you have a fly inside of your wine, you want to push the fly to the side, blow the fly to the side of the cup. It's still in the Tarevis, and therefore that's not, you haven't been Masalik from the Tarevis. That's not considered, that's not a Maisa Berir B'chal. But meaning in this case, where the Shvi'at Shabbos says that it's a Shaila, in a case where you don't know where your code is, it's a Shaila, he says, the Shaila B'chassas, Kim Dumani, he says, after brings down the Berir Lacha. And Lulei the Mistafina Amina, that's the Mashmois of the Mishnah Berurah. Because the Mishnah Berurah and the Berir Lacha says, at the end of the day, we also have a Trumas HaDeshen to be Seimachon. It's Mashmois that we need the three Tzirufim together. The Trumas HaDeshen says, where everything is Nikar B'fnei Asmai, that's not considered a Tarevis. Well, if you can't find your coat, then not everything is nekar b'fnei atzmoi. Then you lost your Shumas HaDeshen. Everything is more of together. It's mamash considered a terevis. Yesh la'ayin, whether or not you have all three kulas in this case. And according to the Shvi'at Shabbos, or Chashash Daraisa, and there's nothing mefurish in the Mishnah Berurah that it's mutter. L'chapis doesn't have to be that your mamash lost it and you don't know where it is. L'chapis means to move around, to dig for it, to be able to get your coat. Yesh b'rich Chashash Daraisa, l'chur, the best option would be in such a case, if you know where your coat is, that's the Mishnah Berurah. Take off the top, not a problem. However, if you don't know where your coat is, then in that case, it would be better not to remove everything and just rummage through it without taking the things out of the tarevis to be able to get to your coat. Now, Yesh La'ayin, why the Mishnah Berurah had to come on to three atarim for this case. L'chura, if somebody has a stack of coats together, the top coat, which is lying on top of the entire pile, is that what we're inside? That's just sitting on top. That's like sitting on top of a stender. L'chura, you should be able to take off that coat, because that's not considered Mu'ur B'chlal. And once you take off that coat, then the next one is not considered Mu'ur. Take off that coat. Next coat, next coat, next coat, next coat. Forget the whole shtickle term. What's the problem? Where is the issue in the first place that there should be a Nekudas Eser? Says Al Meshulash, Vaisai! then in such a case it's aser, because the top one, since it's one of the ingredients, it's one of the components of the tarevis, it helps create the tarevis. Therefore, even though it's not bet samuriv inside, we look at it as a chilek of the tarevis, and we're not allowed to take off the top one either. Which would come out according to that, that if you went to your Rebbe's house on Friday night, and you took off your jacket, and you stuck on the top of the pile, and you let go of it, and you said, no, I'm not going to do this, because 100 people are going to come after me, and you can bear my coat. And you quickly take off your jacket, and stick it underneath the bench, to be able to have it for later on, that would be aser, melechas ber. You just took off something from a tarevis, according to the Ayin Mishulish, and not for immediate use. If it would be for immediate use, that's not use. That's not the use of the kol b'chlal. I don't think that's considered use. You're putting it, you're trying to hide it. If you're trying to keep yourself warm, you're trying to underneath yourself to sit on it, so it shouldn't be so hard to sit it. But if you're not using it b'chlal, then l'chura, that would be us according to the Ayin Mishulish. Now, l'chura, but kol kama that it's a it creates a tarevis. Kol kama that it's creating the tarevis, it's hard to say it's not a chelik of the tarevis. One second, we'll get there in a second. Now, accordingly, says the Ayin Mishulish, that if you took off, you have the stack of coats once again, and you took off the top 10 coats, and your coat is there, underneath. He says, you can only take your coat out if you want to use it right now. But if you don't want to use it right now, and there's other coats underneath it, so it's still a chilek of the tarevis, if it's the bottom coat, so there's no more tarevis left, you took off all the coats, you only have one coat left. But if you still have 10 coats underneath it, even if you took off the top 10 coats, he says, you're not allowed to take out your coat if you're not planning on using it right now, because it's still a chilek of the tarevis. Now, l'chur is very sasum in the Mishnah Berurah. He did not, wasn't machalik b'chlal between now and later. And l'chur is very shver to say that it is a chilek of the tarevis. Something which is sitting on top, you have a pile of cutlery, and you have a knife sitting on top of the cutlery, since it's a chilek, it helps create a tarevis, therefore it's also automatically considered more of it, now I take it off in the first place. Which will l'chur come out, that if you have a stack of sfarim, and since the top safer, for those that hold, that the sfarim that are lying down one on top of the next are considered a tarevis, like the Shabbos is machmer, a falk is machmer, there are those that are medical, but the chur of these people are machmer, kokama that you want to take off the top safer would be problematic. However, Echon me chashuv evrecha chaburo spoke to Rav Falk this past week, and he does hold that the sfarim lying down one on top of the next are considered tarevis, and nevertheless he told him lehevya that it's not a problem to take off the top safer, even if you do not want it. That one is not considered ma'urim. You're right. In a chanami l'chara, it creates a tarevis. It helps create a tarevis. For example, if you need three sfarim to create a tarevis, one on top of the next is not a tarevis. The third one is considered a tarevis. So by putting the third safer one, you just created a tarevis, and you're now to take out number two and number three. However, that's not going to make it that this one is considered ma'urim. You have a safer that's sitting on top of a pile of sfarim to say that you're not allowed to take it off. L'chara is very straight to say, and it's not considered ma'urim, therefore it's not a problem. Eba zei. This kind of been shoyo, so then we're back shver to the kasho that I also shows. So why did Mr. Brewer have to come up with three different tzurufim to be makel? Just say take off the top one, then take off the next top one, take off the next top one, take off the next top one. Why isn't that what's there?
Or turn it upside down.
Or turn it upside down. That's yeah, l'chur. I don't see that should be a problem. Also the case of the sfarim. It's very hard to say that you're not allowed to take all the sfarim together and put them on the shelf. Then you're not allowed to do them. Then to make something that's a tarevis, ice tarevis, l'chur is not a problem as long as you didn't do my sefer. And the mail of l'chur such a thing should be mutter, 100%. Why can you not take the top one and the next one and the next one? That Rabbi Yaakov Shos wanted to sign it, Rabbi Shulzbach wanted to sign it, very clear svara. And that is that in such a case when you do that, that's like meal. That's the exact same thing that we said before. And why can't you do kolabali yodin? Take out when you have a pile of silverware and you want to put them away in the drawer. So close your eyes, take out whatever comes. That's not a mitzvah beer because you don't care what comes out. Oh, it's a spoon. Put it down. It's not in the tarevis anymore, right? To get it out of the tarevis, I didn't care. So it's not in my tzibur. Once it's in my hand, then it's not in the tarevis anymore. I can put wherever I want and do that with the whole pile. Says Ola Paiskim, says Rafak, then he went into Rabbi Yashiv from Shemuel Zalman, and this is the way that all the Paiskim go, Allah Lamaisa, Kimat, that it's a problem to do that. Why? Because we look at the entire thing. In such a case, we look at the entire thing as a Maisa Briga. Because that's the way that you're sorting it. You're sorting it, you are Makbin. Just you're not makbid which one comes out first, which one comes out second, but you're makbid to sort them. And be'etzem, your whole ma'aseh from the beginning to end is considered ma'aseh b'riro. We mentioned that if you stop in the middle, if you did it for something else, you say, I don't care which comes out because I'm washing the dishes. So I have to wash every dish. So then the reason why you're taking them out is not to sort them. Maybe ultimately you will get there. But if my maisa right now is not for sorting, my maisa right now is for washing the dishes, then I'm allowed to take whatever comes out of my hand, wash it, and put it down into different piles. That's not a problem. The same thing over here, they want to sign off. That if you're just taking off the top safer, 100%, that's not a problem. However, in a case where you take off the top safer, and then you take off the next top, the next top, the next top, then everything clearly looks like that you're doing a maisa b'riro. When you take off the first one, then that's not a maisa b'riro b'chlal. That's a kol b'al yada, and you're not trying to do anything with the rest of it. However, where we see your intention is to do it, then the entire thing is looked at as a maisa b'riro, and that's why it's aser. Skumtais, l'chura, it's not a problem. L'chura, the pashtus is, I would say, that it's not a problem to take off the top safer, the top beged, and it's not considered a terevis. And if you don't know where your beged is, then lechatchilo, it's better to just leave everything inside the terevis instead of taking it off. If you do know where your beged is, that's mishabura. Take off all the begadim to get to your own beged. One other ha'arav, when you get to this, many of the oilim ask the question, and that is, why does the mishabura just say something so simple that the reason why it's mutter to take off all the begadim is the same reason why you're allowed to peel an orange? If you're not allowed to peel, right? Orange has a psoilos on top of it, and you're allowed to peel it. For whatever reason, you're not allowed to peel it. We'll get to that soon. Why, whatever reason, not appealing. So I also over here, I have something that's hindering my ability to get to my coat, which is underneath. You have something which is covering it, like a peel of an orange. Take it off, like the peel of an orange. The chura, the answer is, because a peel of orange, like the Mishabur says in the Berlach HaShin Chavalet, it's Iyav Shabini Nachem. We'll get to why it's considered Iyav Shabini Nachem. But since it's attached mamish, therefore there's no way to get to the coat which is inside without taking off the top. As opposed to over here, it's not attached mamish. And since you can just slide out your coat from underneath, there is possibility to do that. Therefore, even in the case where it's totally covered over and you can't see it, it'd be to have the heter of kiluf, which is because of Yav Shabin Yenacher, or the way the Yamsha Shema says in our simon, that it's considered Benechad because it's Mechubur. These are svaras that only apply to something which is Mechubur Mamish. Something which is not Mechubur Mamish, in a Chanam, it's not going to be Shach with svaras. Agav, parenthetically, the Shvisas HaShabbos, he does bring down somebody, but he does bring down somebody that says, but again, says the Shaila, that the reason why it's mutter is because by kiluf. He brings down that the shita, he asks on him, brings down the bir halacha, and then he says, yes, this bir halacha, just bear in mind, it's only talking about where you know where your code is. If you don't know where your code is, then you give us the shailas of a daraisa, and you should refrain. That is the end of Sif Gimel. Sif Dalin. Ein, habar b'seos nechoichel, afilo b'yodei achas chayef. Be burr, says the Techaichel, feel beyond the achas, not exactly clear what the chiddush is. Mishnah Berurah says some people are not even gerusin. That's not zikr, it's not considered a shinui, and it's aser. Now, this is talking about where it's for la'alter. The question is, la'alter means any time over the course of your suda, or prior to your suda that you're about to eat. What's the halacha if it's mamish in your hand? You're drinking it, you have something in your cup, and you have a fly in the cup, and you want to take out the fly just as you're about to drink it. You have something in your bowl, and it's on your fork, you pick up a forkful, and you have something inside which you don't want, an eggshell from your egg salad, and you want to take it out. Is that mutter or not? Says the Mishnah Berurah, that is machlekes achrein brought down the Ber Hetiv, between the Maritats and Mari Abulafio. And he says, l'chore, this is really a machlekes rishenim. Machlekes between the Ramban and the Rosh. The Ramban seems to be mekel, and the Rosh seems to be machmer, the Hainu. It was pashit, it seems, to the Mishnah Berurah, that in a case where it's in your mouth already, there's zikr no maisa b'riro. If you go ahead and put in a spoonful of eggshell in your mouth, and you have an eggshell inside, or you bite into fish, and you have a bone inside, and you want to take it out, that is zikr not considered a maisa b'riro, according to everybody. That is mutter in all situations, if you're ever stuck, and you never know. That's always mutter. That's not considered maisa b'riro, that's zikr maisa chilo, and that's always mutter. The question is, if it's right before, it's mamish in your hand and you're about to eat it. Can we also down that as maisa chila? We saw a similar type of thing with regard to the talis. By breaking a cookie that says happy birthday on it, can you break it? You let it stick into your mouth and chomp on it. Or you let it break it right beforehand. Is that also considered a maisa chila? Chilek of the maisa chila. I'm cracking it to put it into my mouth. Is that also be mutter? Says the Mishnah Berurah, that's the machlekes between the Rosh and the Ramban, and he doesn't tell you what to do. Interestingly enough, the bir halacha prior to that brings down a machlekes achreinim as to oichel birer oichel mitoich oichel. Can I be mavar oichel mitoich oichel for 3 hours from now? Not for the next suda. It's after the Shabbos day suda, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Ready in Shal Shuda, it's at 4 o'clock, at 6 o'clock, 4 hours later. Is that mutter or not? So he says, Maduik from the Rambam, Maduik from the Machaber, that is mutter. So those that say from the Magen Avraham, it seems that way also. The problem is there's other achreinim that say not that way. The main law says the Mishnah Berurah ends off, V'yesh li zorba zeh, der negev itzer der aiso. Yishbin itzer, because it's negev itzer der aiso. comes to the very next Bir Halacha, you have a Machlekes Rishonim as to whether or not you're allowed to go ahead and take out food right away. He even brings down a Rush, who's quoted later on in the Mechaber in this exact Siman, who's Machmer, and he doesn't say Yishli Zarbaza. He doesn't tell you what Mishum Nishav Itzadarayza. I thought maybe the reason is because in the very next Bir Halacha after that, he's Semech on it as a Tzir of Lekulam. However, La Halacha, it's Zichr Mashma from the next Bir Halacha that he's only Semech as a Tzir of Lekulam, and it's Lehedya later on in the end when he talks about taking out a fly, which is a question that he's dealing with in this Bir Halacha. He says, Yeshli Zorba Zatuva, he says, that you should not take out the fly, even though there are those. Maritat says it's not a problem to take it out. Yeshli Zorba Zah, his lashon is, to take out a fly from a cup of wine, he says, is a shayla of the raisa, taking the psalus out of the wine, out of the oichel, even though you're about to drink it, it's in your hand. Nevertheless, he's machmer lalach lamaisa, he does not want to be makel to take it out. So lalach lamaisa, one should not do that. However, if you're by somebody's house and you see somebody doing it, ain limchais biyana mekilim, somebody's eating fish and he's taking out the bones right before he puts it in his mouth, then Mishnah Berurah says, that's lahed in the Bir Halacha, ain limchais biyana mekilim. And this is common practice. You will see this by people. And Mishnah Berurah says, there is what to be semichon. Bifrat, there's those shittas in the Rishonim that hold. We saw Pashas Rashi holds that way, Pashas Tetzel holds that way. Bir Halacha brings it down, that hold that psalos b'tei ha'ichol is mutter for the altar. It's not a ma'aseh b'ir, but ain't there, ain't there a word. So meila, not to be moiche. However, Halacha Mishnah Berurah does not go like that. Ain't limchais biyana mekilim, because there are enough tzirufim. Well, lichatchila, one should certainly not do that. Mishum chashash yasa deraisa says the Bir Halacha. So what do you do in a case where, what do you do in a case where you have fish that has bones inside? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down a bunch of kulos for this case. Tziruf from the kulo. Agav, he brings down a Yamshel Shleima. Yamshel Shleima says that you're allowed to take off a peel of a fruit because it's considered min achas. And it's considered tikkun oichel. He says, you're just being misakan the oichel. There's no way to get to it and you're enabling you to get to the oichel inside. He wants to say that applies also to the case where you have fish that has bones inside. It's all mechuber, the same thing. And the Yamshel Shleima is going to be make on that case. He says, even though the Magen Avraham was asked on the Yamshel Shleima that the Yerushalmi says not like him, but he's not chaylik in Ganser on the Yamshel Shleima, he holds that if it's la'alta, then it's mutter. Tzorach bir tuva l'chayra, lo'yivanti, van yusi lo'yivanti divya bir halacha. Because the Yamshel Shleima was saying, the Mishnah Berurah himself says, without the Yamshel Shleima, that it's not a shayla bir b'chlal. It doesn't come into the parasha bir, because since it's a shamer for the pri, therefore it's not considered ma'aseh bir, it's all considered min achas, and you're not allowed to take it off for lachar zman. So he says, yeah, we're not saying mechanim for lachar zman, we're saying mechanim for miyad. According to Yamshel Shleima, it's not a ma'aseh bir, you can't shpalt it, it's not for one or the other. Okay, he brings down the Yamshel Shleima to be mekel, and lamaisa at the end of the day he says, ein limchais biyana mekilim, but the chatchila one should not do this. So what should you yes to? That's where the minhag ha'olam comes from. This is already a few hundred years old. Kimdumani, I saw brought down now from the Beit HaLevi. I think the Reb Chaim Novik down from the Beit HaLevi. That he would only eat gefilte fish because of the shalas debrayer. That's where the minhag to eat gefilte fish came from. Not against the questions of where taking out the bones. And therefore they made, took out the bones before Shabbos, prepared it, and therefore there's no shalas debrayer. Now, let's say you don't like gefilte fish. Or and you have regular fish in your house, or you do like gefilte fish in somebody else's house, and they serve you regular fish. What could you do to prevent any problems of burning? The simplest one is like we said beforehand, take a bite and then pull out the bone. It's not always so nice, it's not always so easy, it's not always so geschmack. If you don't want to do that, the other possibility is to take out, according to Mishnah Berurah, you're allowed to take out bones with a little piece of fish on top of it. Then you're taking out oichel with a little bit of psalus together with a little bit of the oichel. Says the Mishnah Berurah, that's mutter. If that's not possible, then dainu. A lot of times you pull out the bone and no fish is going to come out. There'll be a little bit of juice, something on it, but there's no fish is going to come on. Says the Mishnah Berurah, that's not a problem. Take it out and be moitzeh sipper peh. Suck it a little bit. That way, you're doing it ma'aseh achila. Now, the Chazon Ish was not happy with the Mishnah Berurah's second itza of taking out the bone with a little bit of fish. Why is that? Because he says that's clearly defined as a ma'aseh b'ir. If you're taking just a little bit, then it's a ma'aseh b'ir. For example, somebody that peels a apple, you should say that it's not shaylah b'ir because on the back side of the peel is a tiny little bit of apple which is stuck to the peel. So you're always taking off, it's not shayach to get just the peel without any apple. So therefore you're always taking pselus with oichel, and therefore there's never shayach by peeling of pselus, of just taking pselus. Agav, it could be that that's the reason why the Yerushalmi talked about Bitzalman and Bitzalman Shuman, that over there it is shayach, and something else. You're not taking off any fruit, any of the fruit. Agav. If the Yerushalmi is talking about previous klipas. But, noniach, any time that you are taking off a small amount that no one cares about, then you can't say that you're also taking off eichel, because that to you is like pselus, it's batel pselus. Nobody's makbid on that. And therefore, for all intents and purposes, what you're doing is a maisa of breiris pselus. Unless it's a significant amount of food, then in a chanami it's not looked at as a maisa of breiris. However, l'chorah, even the chazanish would be maskim that if you're going to take it out and you're going to put it into your mouth and eat it, then in a chanami that's defined as a maisa breiro, and therefore, and the Aruch HaShabbos says this also, it's defined as a maisa breiro, and as a maisa chila, not a maisa breiro, sorry, and therefore that would be mutter. So you can pull them out and take off, take and pull and stick it into your mouth, and take off whatever little bit of fish which is on it. The Ramosha says that if you're preparing fish for a child, by him it's taki yashmin achir. He has no ability to stick it in his mouth and pull it out. He's not going to be able to do it. Therefore, we have the heter of peeling fruits, and it is together yashmin bin yinacher, and you're allowed to pull out the bones for him, for the child, right before he's going to eat it. That's what Ramesha says, that we're going to be makel, even though, lachur, it is yashmin bin yinacher, you could take the fish off of the bones. We'll see that yashmin bin yinacher, lav dafka, means that it's not shayach any other way, as we'll see in a minute when we talk about peeling. That's with regard to taking out fish bones, ukedem. With regard to peeling, which is really mentioned over here, and it's in Shin Chaf Aleph, I hope that isn't taught. In Shin Chaf Aleph, the Bir Halacha brings down that when people make gala, then they can be over in Kam Vekam Yisurim. One of the Yisurim says that they can be over is when they peel, the first one that he mentioned, Shadarki Liklik Shumim Betzalim Lechotzman Dakta. Since you're peeling the betzalim and the shumim, the onions and the garlic for later on, therefore it's a problem of burr, because you're not doing it for right now. Now, l'chur atzor bir betarti, with regard to the sister of burr by kilo. Really, the makor for this halacha is the bir halacha, is the ramah at the end of the simon. Agav, the and then the Simon of Kotzer Beis is quoting Yerushalmi that seems to imply that there's an Isser Daraisa of peeling onions and garlic. Agav, the Ramah does not say that it's Asr, he says Lashon of Asr, and the Achrinim ready Ma'ur, that the Be'er Lacha brings down from the Achrinim, that Asr sounds like that it's a Darabanan, it's not a Daraisa. From Yerushalmi it sounds like that it's a Daraisa. The Shaila is, why should it be a Daraisa? What's the Malach of Be'er? Where's the Tarevis over here? Like the Mishnah Berurah's Pashtus, when you get to the coats, when you have something piled up, sitting on top of something else, there's no Tarevis there. It has to be mixed together for it to be Tarevis. Where's the Tarevis? That's the first question. The second question is, noniach that it is a Tarevis, why you let it peel? L'chur you're taking the pselus off of the eichel. Clap at the first question. In a chanami, the Aruch HaShulchan, when he brings down this halacha, he says, L'chur, the Yerushalmi is not mefurish b'chlal, that the maisa, the act of peeling, is the maisa of brera. Rather, he's talking about where you smash the garlic and there's pieces of klipa mu'urav together with your garlic pieces. Pulling out the klipoids from in between the garlic is a problem of brerim. But in Islam, taking off the peel would not be a ma'isa brerim, says the Aruch HaShulchan. The halacha ma'isa, the Mishnah Berurah, was choshish that it is considered a ma'isa brerim, and therefore, throughout Shin Yud Tes Shin Chaf Aleph, he says that it's usher to peel something unless it's la'alter. With regard to the second question, the Bir Halacha himself asked the question, why is it mutter to take pselus from Tei Chaycha? Why that appeal? You're taking the pselus from Tei Chaycha? Says the Mishnah Berurah from the Maimon Mordechai. The reason why it's mutter is because kivon di efshir b'inin acher v'derech achilas bekach le'mikri pselus from Tei Chaycha shein el lech latech v'chol shel alter shari. It's not a problem. It's efshir b'inin acher. Since you can't do it in any acher, it's therefore it's mutter. You can't see your socks on Shabbos, you gotta turn on the light because it's efshir b'inin acher. Well, since when does Yevshev bin Yinacher matter Yisuri Daraisa? What does that mean? The answer is that Yevshev bin Yinacher l'chura means that the only reason why we say that Eichem Tev Pselus is Eichem Tev Pselus is also the Daraisa of Ber when you do it for Lachas Man. Why is it matter for right away? Because that's the Derech Achila, not Derech Berah. In the case where it's Yevshev bin Yinacher, so then that's defined as a Maisa Achila. There's no other way for you to eat it. Not only that, the mashmais of the Maimon Mordechai is that it's considered oichel mitach pselis. V'derech achilas bekach loy mikrim pselis mitach oichel. It's not considered pselis mitach oichel. She'inei el alech latoich. V'chol shilat v'shari. Your whole intention is to take off the top to get to the middle, so therefore it's ki'ilas you're taking the oichel from the pselis. That's my way of getting from the oichel from the taking out the oichel from the pselis. Meili says that it's only mutter for the altar. Because the same way that oichel mitach pselis is only mutter for the altar, even when you do have the zil, something about the altar, so it's over here. According to the Yamshu Shleimer, that's mentioned by us, it's mutter fi lachar zman. The Ma'is Mishmul does not go with that. Feeling is only mutter when it's la'altar. Yamshu Bin Nachar defines it as a ma'isa of ma'isa vachila, not a ma'isa brir. Now, what's going to be in a case, many of the other asked this question, why did Yamshu Bin Nachar? I grew up that supper started with a grapefruit sliced open, and we used to eat the grapefruit out. The first time that I think I saw somebody peel a grapefruit was when it came to Eretz Yisrael. I don't think anybody saw a peel. We never peeled grapefruits. You slice the grapefruit inside, and you eat the grapefruit, when you take a spoon, and you dig out the grapefruit from inside. What do you mean, Yavshar Ben Yenacher? It's very simply Yavshar Ben Yenacher. We did it all the time. And you can do it with oranges, you can do it with anything. So it gets a little bit more difficult with the apples, but certainly it's possible. So, first of all, L'chura, it's not always possible. What are you going to do if you don't have a knife? So, then in that case, it's mutter. You don't have a knife, so you can't, you have to rip it open. So you can't do it. So then, in a chanam, you have the heter, so it's going to make a difference whether you have a knife or you don't have a knife. A little bit shvar to say that. Second of all, it's clear from the Mishnah Brura that Yefshar Ben Yenacher is lav dafka. The Mishnah Brura says that you're allowed to take im paiseach plumim. You take plums. V'zuri kagarina makoshim lehaniach lachar zman haviber. If you're pulling out the pit of the... you. Open up the, it's very easy with the apricot to do that. You open it up and you pull out the pit and then you have two sides. With the plum, it's not as easy to open it like that. But similar case, you can do that, you slice it, you open it in half, pull out the pit, and then you can eat the plum. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if you do that for lachar zman, then you're going to be chayev al tzber. Let's say you do it for right now. You also be chayev al tzber. You're taking out the pesel from leichel. Says the Sharatin, no. That's mutter. Avo miyad lepeh, sorry. Why? The Yefshar Ben Yenacher, will you have a verb says in Techechel? No, that's mutter. It's Yefshar Ben Yenacher. Yefshar Ben Yenacher, I don't eat my plums like that. I cut off the top of the plums and then I get to the pit. What do you mean Yefshar Ben Yenacher? Elamai, Yefshar Ben Yenacher doesn't mean it's not Shaykh. Yefshar Ben Yenacher means that Vibal, that's considered the normal way of eating this thing. And that's the way that people do it. You peel it and then you eat it. You take out the pit and then you eat it. But Mela, that's considered a regular Ma'is Achila and therefore it's mutter. Lamais the Chazer Nish doesn't take it that far, and Itak is mechalik between peeling and taking out pits. And Mishim the Chazer Nish, they say that when it comes to taking out a pit from inside, you should not do that. You should rather pull the fruit from the pit than pulling the pit from the fruit. Because that's Taka, Efshar Ben Yenacher. You have two choices. You can pull this way or pull that way. Pull this way instead of pulling that way. Agav, the Chazer Nish says something interesting. He says, the Chur, in a case where you need two hands to pull it apart, and it's not just you could pull it with one hand, he says, the Chur, it shouldn't make a difference whether you pull to the right or pull to the left. Either way, it's a ma'aseh achila. The food's ending up in your hand. But they say from the Chazon Ish that you should rather keep the pit in place and pull the fruit from the pit. Because that's Efshar Ben Yenacher. If you want to peel it, peeling is the Efshar Ben Yenacher. Because you have to take it, there's no way to get to the inside without taking off the outside. Even though theoretically you could cut it, Kudema, Shmur Shabbos, Yechal Seh Izmer, and Ha'ar, and Ha'ar, Shabbos Izmer, with regard to certain fruits. It's going to come out, there's going to be different fruits depending on, and each person depending on how you, if you eat mango by slicing off the top and then slicing it into little cubes and then eating it, then for you it's Taka Shabbat Nacha. But if you peel it, then it's Yavshabbat Nacha. Then L'chura, the heter of peeling is mutter in all Eifanim, since it's, we reckon that to be considered Yavshabbat Nacha, and it's mutter to peel as long as it's Samach L'Sunam. Now this Indian of peeling applies to many different things. It applies to taking off peeling eggs, also which should be done right away. It applies to, with regard to taking off the skin of a chicken. Ramayshi is mechadish, the skin of the chicken is mamish one thing. He says that's not shayach ber b'chlal, therefore it's not in the parsha at all, and you're allowed to take it off. It's kilu wachilik of the chicken. But it's like you're slicing your schnitzel in half, because it's all one chinik. Now, the Rosh Hashanah is ready to order that l'chera kol afilim v'akam v'azman, and there's certain people, and certainly it depends whether or not it's cooked chicken, or it's roasted chicken, or it's fried, or kedemeh, whether or not people eat it. Most people, kimdumani, will not eat boiled chicken skin. I'm not saying anybody. Most people don't eat it, and some people hate it with a mamish. And therefore, it's, for them, it's mamash considered pseilis. They'd rather eat an orange peel than eat that. Then it's hard to say that that's mamash considered davar echad if it's mamash so much people. Even the Prima Gadol says this inside. He says, even if you want to tell me that tapuchim and sukim and tapuchim that are chamutzim are considered one min, which sounds like he's being massaged like that, if your mamash hate it, then we're not going to have a heter. You hate it. And it's going to be, it's hard to say that you have a heter in such a case. What? The question is the mamash considered, according to Ramesh and Hanami, considered one thing mamash? If you mamash slicing it inside, then it's hard to define something as one thing itself, where the top half of it is people hate it with a passion, and the bottom half people love. It's mamash considered one thing. It's hard to say that it's considered one thing. Mamaisa, they say, if you want to take it off, l'chatchila, you should take it off. Certainly, if you're the type that doesn't eat it, you should only take it off, samach l'chila, which is generally the case. You're taking it off before you eat. Therefore, it's not a problem. Not only that, they talk about taking off a taffy, a wrapper of a taffy. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, brought down in Shmir Shabbos L'Chasa, if it's stuck to the wrapper, then in a chanami, you should not take it off in the samach l'chila. With regard, the Arba Shabbos brings down with regard to candy, it says that from B'Shem B'Shem B'Zalman, it's not a problem of burn. Maybe the difference just is whether or not it's stuck or it's not stuck. Something which is stuck, Ramosha talks about it also, the hot dogs that used to have paper on it, kishka is very often wrapped up, if it's mamash stuck to it, then in a chanami, you should only take it off, samach l'achino. They even talk about this, I would have thought it was a chiddush, both the Shmir Shabbos Kechosa and the Arba Shabbos mention that if you have a sticker on angels that's on your challah, you should only take it off. Samach l'achila al tzbeira. I wouldn't have thought that's considered really buruv and sab. You have a little sticker on your apple. It's not really considered buruv b'chol. In case if it's totally wrapped up, maybe it's mechuber. But they both say you should do it l'chatchila samach l'achila. Now, that's only according to. So according to that was the question. According to the Chazon Ish, should you also take off a little bit of the apple with it? Now, Rosh Hashanah says you should take off a little bit of the challah with it. The Shmir Shabbos also says you take off a little bit of the challah with it, then you shouldn't rip the letters on the thing, on the angel's thing. But you should only take it off after you, al shleimus of the challah, you should only take it off after you make hamaitzi. Now, what's the story with peeling with a peeler? You want to peel, you have an apple, you want to use a peeler now. Is there any problem to use a peeler on Shabbos? Any problem to use a peeler on Shabbos? Some people say, absolutely, there's no problem. Some people say, we'll throw you off the cliff. Now, l'chur, l'fum riata, if you understand, like the Yerushalmi, that peeling is a melechas berim in daraisa, and a peeler is a kli of miyuchud for peeling, which is a melechas daraisa, then you have a kli hamiyuchud l'brero, and it's asumi daraisa to use. L'chur, that would be the 1+1 here. And therefore, you would not be able to use a peeler. However, so those masadi that no. The actual separation of the peel from the fruit or from the vegetable kadema is not a maitza brera. That's a maitza of detaching. But you haven't been burning. You haven't separated it from the fruit. It's only when you separate it from the fruit, that's when you have the maitza of the brera. The actual separation of the peel from the fruit. For example, if you peel, sometimes you peel a carrot, and the piece of the carrot stays exactly where it was beforehand. Were you over on a maitza brera or not? Or maitza brera is only when you're holding the carrot at an angle and going over the garbage can, and therefore the slice of the carrot goes into the garbage can. What's the maitza brera? Those want to be mitzadin. There is the chur, the mashmoyis of Ramesh is like this. Ramesh, it's not 100% clear what Ramesh means. In Kuf Chav Dalet, he talks about it. He doesn't talk about a peeler, but he talks about cutting off peels with a knife. And he says that it seems to be saying that that's not considered a ma'isa of brera, that's considered a ma'isa of chaticho. Brera is when you separate it in gansin from the fruit, you move it out, that it's not touching the fruit b'chlal. Noach Shabbos brings down such a tzvara. However, the Egli Tal says lahedya, that something that there is an iser to peel, then something which is theoretically, as a shema of psoilis, if you would peel it for lachas man, it would be aser. He says it's aser midaraisa to use a peeler for that. That's considered a clean miyuch lebrero, and therefore one should not use it. Now, nevertheless, says the Egli Tal, this is in Hilchos Berurah Sifov, nevertheless, says the Egli Tal, that if this is only talking about something which is not the derech of Reva Ilum to eat it like that, but if it's the derech of Reva Ilum to eat it like that, Lamashal, let's talk about apples for a minute. Let's talk about pears. I'm not talking about apples, I'll tell you why. Pears. I think most people eat the pears together with the peel. Therefore, it's not considered pseilus bechlal. There's no melechas ber here. It's all considered menachas. It's as far as Moshe said when he gave the chicken. And therefore, it's all considered one thing. It's not a ma'aseh berira. If it's not a ma'aseh berira, then there's no ma'aseh. Then you're allowed to use a peeler bechlal because there's no ma'aseh berira going on. You're using a klim yuchel berira. So it's klim shlach le'iser b'seder. It's arach gufa. It's mutter. And there's no ma'aseh berira going on. Therefore, it's mutter. There are those that want to be mitzadeh al pi mishab berira and shin chavalis. That any time that you use a kli which is miyuchel for a certain malacha, that's the problem of uvdin dechol. Because that's the way you do it during the week. Therefore, you shouldn't do it on Shabbos with uvdin dechol. Clearly, the Prima Gadim, the Egli Tal, was not chayshish for that. And he says, you're allowed to use it. You're allowed to use such a peeler. Kol kamen that you don't have these things. Now, if this is the case, that we talk a peeler is only usher in a case where most people don't eat it, then we have very few things that are a point of contention. Why? Most people eat lechara apples. That was the Prima Gadim Mishar team brings it down. The Prima Gadim Esan Magan Avram. Magan Avram said, you're not allowed to peel apples except some of the students. Says the Prima Gadim, what are you talking about? Everybody eats apples with the peels. Even though most people will not eat the apple peels by themselves, but when you're eating the apple, you will eat it with the peel. Therefore, it's considered one min. Now, which is the chorobot Ramesha meant also, that they eat the skin together with the chicken. But that's the case. Apples and pears and in Eretz Yisrael, many people, certainly any institution, they're not sitting there peeling your cucumbers, even though in America many institutions do. Many people do not peel their cucumbers. And they eat their cucumbers with the peel on. Therefore, lechara, it's not the derech to love. Many people, certainly depending on where you are, which country you live in, which nevertheless, many people eat their cucumbers like that. Carrots. There are different types of cucumbers. There's Kirby's and regular cucumbers, as I found out. And it depends on how thick the skin is. And some of them are taco polished with some sort of wax, and people don't eat it, and it's sprayed with all types of pesticides. In such cases, in a chanami, 100%, that would not be the derech, and then you get into the same shadow with regard to cucumbers. With regard to potatoes, generally potatoes are muktzah, because if they're raw, and if they're cooked, sometimes you have, if they're already cooked before Shabbos, you want to peel it, but then you're not using a peeler. You wouldn't peel a cooked potato, or boiled potato, with a peeler anymore. So what's the question? The question boils down to carrots. Are you allowed to use a peeler for carrots? And that would be, according to the Egli Tal, that would be Aser. And according to those that hold that that's not considered a Ma'aseh Berira B'chlal, then there's no difference using a peeler or a knife. The same way that you use a ladder, use a knife, because the knife doesn't do a Ma'aseh Berira. It's only after you slice with the knife, which is the Chaticha, and then you fling back the peel, that's a Ma'aseh Berira. So it's over here. You have a double-bladed knife, which does the Chaticha, and then flinging it back is a Ma'aseh Berira. L'maisa, the Archa Shabbos, the Egli Tal is Machmer. And the Orchid Shabbos says, I'll pee that, the Chor being cautious, the Safakis of their eyes over here, being using a Kli Ham Yuchel Ibrero, and therefore, one should not use a Pima. However, that would only be for this one thing, Lachar, even though he's not Machalik. For everything else, Lachar, Chiminagia, you would be able to use a Pima. The only thing is, and I think this is where the Minig must have come from, that many people do not use peelers, is Ramesha. Ramesha says in Chuvan, Chayyad Dalet, Ayin Dalet, and Hilchos Berur, he says, that even though the Prima Gadim brings down, it asks on the Magen Avraham that apples are different than shumim, and most people eat apples. Lamaisa, the Prima Gadim was not being chelik Magen Avraham, and he says it's clear from the Mishnah Berurah that the Mishnah Berurah was also not being chelik, because in the Mishnah Berurah brings down shumim b'tzalim who adin tapuchim ve'agayzim, and only in the Bir Halacha he says, only in the Sharatin he brings down that Prima Gadim comes of the Tzarachim. However, Lamaita and the Mishnah Berurah, he would say sim lahachmir that tapuchim have the same din, and therefore he says that tapuchim are subject to melechas berurah. It's not considered as if most people eat it. Maybe because you wouldn't eat the peel by itself, it's not mamish considered like chicken, like the way Ramesha says, and therefore more people would eat the skin of chicken by itself than the peel of an apple by itself, and therefore Ramesha is choshish by an apple that it's problematic to peel it for la'achar zman, only for miyan. Then, if that would be the case, using a peeler on an apple, according to Ramesha, would be an Issa D'Oraisa. It would seem that I'll pee that. The Shmir Shabbos B'chalsa, even when he says these are the Egli Tal, You're allowed to use something which is the derech to use to eat with the peel. You're allowed to use a peeler. And he brings down in this asterisk that there are those that hold not that way, and he's Messiah and Ramesha. And Lacher, maybe that's where many people in America are choishish for this, not to use, which would apply if it applies to apples, and Lacher applies to cucumbers, and applies to all the rest of the things, that it's mamash a derech to that many people peel, even though a lot of people eat it with them together, and therefore one should not use a peeler for these things. Somebody that does use a peeler certainly has amivis meich, but in a case where it is the derech, where it is the derech to peel it, and it's not the derech to eat it, that's certainly being choshish for an isser daraisa. According to many places, that's a chashash isser daraisa. L'chero, it would be better to refrain. That's your minig, is not to. What's that? The Shmir Shabbos Kechazah wants a taina in his Ara. He says that L'chera, even if you wouldn't eat it, since those that hold that it's mamish considered one min, it's mamish considered the pre, he's mechalik between the case of water that has kismin in it that we hope to see. I'll reiterate again, we hope to see that this week. We must get moving because a week and a half left. We should be able to finish without a problem, as long as you don't slow down. We've only been learning for a week and a half, between a week and a half and 2 weeks. And we have less probably than we had. We're at the beginning of the Siman was harder than the end of the Siman, but we still have to move to be able to finish in time. We have a week and a half left. The water with kismin, somebody that's makbed, Lamayis HaMishnah Berurah brings down, that you shouldn't filter it out, that's because the kismin are not mamish, the little pieces of wood that are inside are not part and parcel of the water itself. As opposed to a fruit, it is part and parcel, and therefore even if you wouldn't, Lamayis HaMishnah Berurah is defined as one min, therefore it's not considered a problem. Taking out pits, L'chura very often gets into the same shayla of peeling. If you open up a cantaloupe or a honeydew, and inside you have pits that are sitting on top of it, say the Paiskim, Ramesha seems to be machmer, unless it's E.F. Shabini Nachmer. He says, say the Paiskim, say the Shmiri Shabbos Chaz, the Zarcha Shabbos, that L'chura is sitting on top. Rishon Lezalman wanted to say that L'chura, the whole thing is not considered burial. A lot of times you could just shake it out, and they just, most of the pits fall out. But Mela, even those that don't fall out, nevertheless, it's sitting on top of it, and to be able to get to the fruit which is underneath it, you have to be able to move it. It's like a peel, and therefore they say you're allowed to take it off, and you're even allowed to take it off, says Zarcha Shabbos, with a spoon, because it's not, you can really do it with your hand also just as well, you just don't want to get your hands dirty. Therefore, the spoon doesn't aid you, you're allowed to take it off and dump it into the garbage can, honeydew, and melon, and cantaloupe. With regard to pits, when we were growing up, there used to be pits inside of watermelon. So I don't know if it's kedai even to speak about it, because now they don't really have pits in watermelon. If you ever come to a place where they have pits inside of watermelon, then l'chura, it's similar to the case of l'chura, according to Mishnah Berurah, this would be not worse than pulling out the pit of a plum. Because l'chura, that's considered yav shabini nacher. Zohar Shabbat says maybe you can mitzad that they're mamish all over, it's mamish considered terim, it's not just one in the middle. L'chura, the pashas would be that it's not worse than all the different, one pit, l'chura, shouldn't be worse than a bunch of pits, and it should be mutter, k'sheyev shebini nacher, to pull them out. However, according to the Chazanish, it would be aser, and many people seem to be machmer the Chazanish, because this is a case of not considered yev shebini nacher. There is other ways to do it. You could eat the fruit without it. Here it's a little bit more difficult to eat the fruit around it. It's not like a plum that you can eat around the fruit. Here you'd have to to eat around mamash all the black pits. Wouldn't be as easy. Many people are going to take a bite and then spit out the pits afterwards. If that doesn't work for you, l'chur, there is a heter. Certainly for a child, l'chur, we should have a heter of iyash min and acher to take out those black pits. Kavod Shabbos Kodesh by watermelon that doesn't have pits. Sif hay is tormesin. Tormesin we're not going to get into because I didn't ben yusi leivanti all the pshatim in the rishonim. I really didn't understand why any of them should be aser. Starting from the Rashi's three pshatim, the Rambam's pshat, which is brought down l'alacha, I didn't understand why any of them should be aser. No niach that it has a shem of pshatim, l'chur, you're eating the pshatim now, and you want to eat the pshatim, and it's no different than the rest of it, so why should it be a problem? According to Rashi's first pshat, you have a bunch of tormesin together, each one has a double identity, it's considered eichel pshatim. When I take one out, it's considered pshatim from eichel. But it's minechad. All the tormesin look exactly the same. So minechad is not shayach b'er. What's the b'chlav v'shayla? Mamish didn't understand tormesin, and l'halach l'maisa, the mechaber did not fasten like any pshatim Rashi, fasten like the Rambam, and he says bizmanenu that our tormesin are not the same way, that you need to leave cook them together with the pshatim to be able to sweeten them. Therefore, the halach is not negel. Kor, according to Rashi, also be not a gea. All the cases were because you have to cook it 7 times, and if you left it inside, you get ruined. Nowadays, you don't have to do that with tormesin. Most people don't even know what tormesin are. Therefore, it's not really a gea. I did see Rabbi Yisrael Silliman showed me Rabbi Shlomo Zalman an interesting halacha. He wants to tell you now that according to Rashi's first pshat, that if you leave the tormesin inside, it gets ruined. Therefore, it's considered pshalis. What happens? You're taking a spoon of salad. And as you're trying to maneuver it from the salad bowl to your plate, a little piece of tomato falls into your tchina. And whoop, gets stuck inside. Now, if you leave that tomato there inside of your tchina for 10-15 minutes, it's going to get ruined. Especially if it's a hatein, or you put it, or falls into the bowl that had the pickles with the juice. It's going to get ruined by leaving it inside. Therefore, even to take it out, he wants to be mitzad in Shulchan Shleimai, to take it out right away should be considered pesach b'tei chaycham. Kimdumani, I don't think that the Eilim is nothing like that. I never saw such a thing. Lamaisa, that's even if it would be usher, it's only one pshat in Rashi. And Lamaisa lahalacha was not brought down. Even in Rashi, Kenzan, it's only derabanan. Rashi says machmirinon. There are many that learn in Rashi that's only it's a derabanan. It's a suffik bechlal. And Lamaisa machav wasn't brought down. And many instances, it's not even a tarevis. A lot of times, a piece of chal falls into your chumus. It's on top, it's not ma'urah b'chlal. We're talking about one specific case, and a lot of times you take it out, you don't want to stick your fingers inside, you take it out with a spoon b'chlal, you're taking out more tchina. It's not so common to have such a case. You could theoretically have it, that a piece of cucumber falls into your brine, and in the chalam you would get ruined. Such a case, I don't recall ever hearing that somebody was machmir about such a case. I think the many goyim is remaining. Sif vav, mefarik. Vav and Zion together, and this we will end. Mefarik, we saw this, for those that saw this, Machlek is Rishayna, what is Melechet Mefarik? Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, between Rabbeinu Shmuel and Rashi. Now, the pashtus is that it's taking out, Mefarik is taking out something from Mokim Chiburin. You're detaching from Mokim Chiburin. Now, the question is, every time that you're attaching something, Oichel from Selah is from Mokim Chiburin. Now you always have to wonder why is there not also Malachas Berur? Every time they do Mefarik, it should also be Berur. And like the Chayadim and the Shvi Shabbos is Mer, the Gemara says Hainu Zer, Hainu Berur, Hamarakin, and it doesn't say Hainu Mefarik. Clearly Mefarik is not in the parasha Mechal of Berur. And the second thing is, if taking something out of Mokim Giduloi is considered Mefarik, how come every time that you peel a fruit, every time that you peel a banana, peel an orange, why isn't that Malachas Mefarik? Lamaisa all the Achrenim talk about it, both of the questions. And L'chura, it seems that Mefarik is only applies, the simplest, we'll give three possible answers of why flying fruits does not, peeling fruits is not a Melechet Mefarik. And then we'll go to the first question. The pashtus is, the reason why it doesn't pass Mefarik is Mefarik is the total of Dosh. Dosh is when you're extracting Oichel from Seilin. Dehainu, you're trying to, you have peas in a pod, and you're trying to extract the peas from the pod. Your hisaskus, those minchas chinuch is marach minigeh to this, your hisaskus is taking out the oichel from the psoilus. It could be you're touching the psoilus, but you're trying to pop the peas out of the pod. As opposed to by peeling, you're trying, your hisaskus is in the psoilus. You're taking the psoilus away from the oichel. That's not the melechet mefarik. Mefarik is trying to extract, the, pop the peas out, and not the other way around. That's one possibility. The second, the Eglei Tal wants to taino, and al derech that is the Stime Shushalish, is the Chayadam, that the only time that we say Melechet Mefarik is dafka where you're Mefarik in the field. If the derech is to do it in the field, then that's Melechet Mefarik, because that's Disho. You take your chitin and you thresh it in the field to separate it. That's what's done in the field before you bring it into the silo to store it. However, something which is kept on for a longer time, and the derech is to keep it on, befrat if it's used as a shamer, like a peel of a pri. You leave it on till the last possible time that you could, then it's not considered, considered derech achila when you take that off, and it's not considered a malacha b'chal. It's only when you're doing something which is done much prior to your house. It doesn't get into your house like that. But mainly that's considered malachas mefarik, as opposed to something where the derech is to extract it from its encasement right as you're eating it. In your house, that's considered melechet mechila, achila, that's not considered melechet mefarik. The Chaya Adam says the third thing, he says it's only shaykh to melechet mefarik, but something where it's a derech to do disho, something that you thresh. If you have chitin, then they used to take kamiyot of chitin, they take piles of chitin and smash them together. As opposed to bananas, you don't take tons of bananas and smash them to open up your bananas. Just nobody does that. And oranges are the same way. Each one is taken individually and opened. That's not the mahus, that's not the gather of malach and mefarek b'chal, and therefore it does not apply to apples and bananas, ukadema, oranges, bananas, ukadema. Now, where does the yet apply? That is, does it apply to only extracting things from their encasement or not? That, how about when you want to take off a cherry from its branch? You want to take off the stem of an apple? Is that a melachah mefarek or not? So there's a machlokes between Rabbeinu Shmuel and Rashi. It says that if somebody takes a clod of dirt and throws it at a date tree, at a palm tree, and the dates come off, it says that you're over on Isser mefarek. Rashi says because you detach the dates from the tree. Rabbeinu Shmuel says no, because you extracted the date from its encasement. So the Prima Gadim learns like Rabbeinu Shmuel that the only time it's shaykh mefarek is when you take something out, peas out of a pod, ukedema. That's when it's shaykh mefarek. But if you're just detaching something from a stem, it's not shaykh mefarek. It has to be in an encasement. You're taking out the oichel from selis. Oichel from oichel is not a problem. Oichel from selis that was encased. Rashi on the way is not the way. Just detaching it from the tree is a problem. How do we pass on the lechel? Some of the ulam ask that lechero, where do we ever see on dates that they're encased in some sort of encasement? We'll all see on Leil Rosh Hashanah Bezer Hashem, we'll all have dates. I don't think that they have any sort of encasement. It says the Shvitzel Shabbos, he asked Chochem Echad from Bavil, where is the encasement? And the Chochem Echad said, I'll tell you the truth, I never saw it. And I really had shver on Rabbeinu Shmuel, what is he talking about? Because I never saw such a thing. Memela, I spoke to somebody today, wanted a Taina L'Chara, the only pshat that we have left is Rashi, so we have to go with the Halacha L'Maisa. However, L'Maisa the Taz brings down, we saw from the Ramah and Shin Lamed Vav, that if you have a branch of a tree and there's fruits that are still attached to the branch, there's no problem to take the fruits off the branch. It's not a problem of mafarik. Therefore, it seems that lahalach lemaaseh we're not choshish for that. For some reason, the poskim seem to be choshish by something where it's not the derech to take it off mamish as you get to your house. Grapes, the derech is that you pull them off of the vine. Even if you're going to say pulling off of a vine is a problem of mafarik, that's once again only by something where it's the derech to do it earlier in the field, when the derech to do it in your house, it's not a problem of mafarik. Therefore, taking grapes off of the vine, of the cluster, or taking cherries off of the stem, and these types of things would not be a problem of mafarik. Maybe it's a problem of burr, some want to say, and therefore you should rather pull the Shem Zama's Mitzad, that it shouldn't even be a problem of burr, it's not ma'ur b'chlal, the stem. But those that say that it is, and therefore it's better, if you have the choice, you might as well take the fruit away from the stem, as opposed to taking the stem away from the fruit. There are those, with regard to both the Shmir Shabbos Gechatzah and the Aruch Shabbos, both Ma'ur, that L'Chur, when it comes to cherry tomatoes, L'Chur, by cherry tomatoes, the Derech, if they're attached to the stem, to the vine, Kilo, it's only B'mikru. Most of them are taken out in the field, and therefore, it's not the Derech, and therefore, Yesh L'Ayin, whether or not you can take it, you take it off. They say you should do it Samach L'Achila, I'm not exactly sure when that. Therefore, I don't know, it's certainly common practice. So you see many, many stories that are like that, and I thought it was a little bit of a chiddush to say that should be a problem of farak, but chalas machlekes rishonim, and if that's the tzad, and if that's the metzias, l'chura, certainly some of l'chila is not a problem, they both say, if you want to do it, not some of l'chila, there is makom to be machmir. The last halacha we will end with, and that is, with regard to, I'm sorry, it's just late already, I'll get to in a minute, peanuts. What's the story with peanuts? Are you allowed to take peanuts out of a pod, out of the brown encasement, every peanut comes in two shells. The individual peanut is covered with this reddish shell, reddish peel, very thin, like garlicky peel. And then there's like, then each one, two at a time, generally come in a brown, harder peel encasement. Are you allowed to take those out of the encasement on Shabbos, the big brown ones on Shabbos? Now, we know taking peas out of a pod is problematic, unless, you could, says the Mishnah Berurah and the Magen Avraham, you could eat the pod. If you eat the pod, then you're taking me mefarik, oichel from oichel. And the melech mefarik is definitely taking oichel from selis. Over here, you cannot eat the outer shell. Therefore, lechero, there should be a problem of mefarik here, says the Shevet Alevi. The Shmir Shabbos Chos himself is ma'ur, this is one of the haras. However, the Shevet Alevi has three tshuvas about it, in chelik aleph, ayin tef, pei aleph, and chelik gimel. He has a third tshuva about it, that many people tainted on him. He was machmer. Him and his talmidim are machmer. He says all of the tzadim to be mekel, lechur, do not apply to peanuts. First of all, the fact that they're It's one of the ekulos are that if you have the peas already detached from the pod, but it's still inside beforehand, says Mishnah Berurah, it's not a problem because it's already taken off. That's only if they started off attached. But if they didn't start off attached, you don't have the heter. Anything which has two almonds or things like that, that come in walnuts, that have two shells, it's not mefarik because you eat the inner shell. As opposed to over here, many people do not eat the inner shell of the inner peel of the peanut. With regard to it being done in the field as opposed to being done in your house, he says peanuts are used for many, many things. Peanut oil and other things. I think George Washington Carver found 300 different possible things that you can do with peanuts. They're used, and he says, I know plants, factories, that do huge amounts of peanuts way before it gets to any store. They take the peanuts and they separate them from their... And b'chol, b'frat, nowadays, probably most peanuts get to the stores after they're already separated. Even though nowadays people are lazy and you get... a carrot and potatoes also peeled in the stores if you want, but most peanuts, that's not most of them, are these are peeled nowadays, and therefore Tainas Revozner that one should not take them out. However, Zichur, the Minig Olam, the Chazanish was Mako, and that is the Minig Olam to be Mako, that it's not a problem to take out the peanuts from the thing that's not considered Malach HaKadosh. Those who want, he says, I'm not, I loyam arti kibulu daiti. You want to know why I'm machmir? Because I couldn't find a good reason to be meikol. Lamaisa, the minig olam is to be meikol, and certainly don't be meikol somebody else. And you yourself, l'cher, al pidech hazanish, can also be meikol. Once again, if we could just move a little bit, make sure not to get bogged down too much, so we'll be able to finish Shini Tess before the end of this month.